What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, do you remember a short while ago there were all these bomb threats being called into Jewish community centers and synagogues and all that stuff? It was all over the world, here in the United States of America, Europe, Australia, New Zealand. They finally tracked down and arrested the person who was making the calls. He's an 18-year-old U.S.-Israeli citizen arrested in Israel. It was another hate crime hoax. Oh, we're the victims. We're the victims. Feel sorry for us. We're getting bomb threats. Amazing. All right, let's grab some phone calls. James in Tokyo. Hajimimashite, what's on your mind today?
Hajimimashite, Michael-san.
Domo.
Stop complaining about the NSA probably researching you, because it's all your fault. Because you get on the air and you're wearing this T-shirt with Putin on a pony, what do you expect? So if you're dumb enough to buy a shirt, or if one of your listeners is an idiot who sends you something like that, I mean, how could you complain?
I'm sure the NSA was listening to me a long time before I got that shirt. And by the way, it's a very well-made shirt, you know, compared to T-shirts you buy in the American stores. It's very well-made, good solid fabric, good fabrication. Actually, Claire tends to steal it from me all the time now.
Well, it sure is, and maybe I got it. Next time I go back, I'll get one for the lovely harp-playing angel.
Thank you very much. She will appreciate that, and I'll let her know it's on its way.
Hey, about Trump. You know, the thing that interests me about the surveillance about him was a lot of it was after he was elected and not before.
And well, so now, like, wait a minute, wait a minute. We're not sure. We're not sure. We have evidence that he was being surveilled after he was elected. That does not rule out him being surveilled before the election, especially by these private security companies, which appear to be linked to the Hillary Clinton campaign. And so I would say that the surveillance after he was elected was already trying to find ways to derail his administration, to get their people into his cabinet, to find anything that they could control him with. Even so, I mean, surveilling a presidential a president-elect, I mean, that's dirty pool right there. Obviously, they're not spying on him for the benefit of the Trump administration or the American people of the United States. We know that as soon as Trump won that election, there was this huge ongoing effort to find some way to get him out, and this surveillance was obviously part of it, because they keep on going back and saying, well, we're trying to prove that Trump is connected to Russia. Did you find any evidence? No, we didn't, but we're just convinced.
It was probably going on from before, but
yes,
since it was going along after, I agree with your one point. Yeah, they're just trying to find something dirty, you know, try and get him impeached somehow. But what do you think about a different aspect? What do you think if the reason why they still keep doing it is that they're trying to protect themselves against illegal actions that have occurred in the past administration?
Of course they are. Of course they are. I mean, our political reality has been dominated going all the way back to the mid-1980s by this CIA gun and drug running operation out of Arkansas. And the Bush political fortunes, and to a greater extent the Clinton political fortunes, all spring out of that. And their goal was to have this narcocracy in charge of the United States of America, and they were going to pass the White House back and forth from Bush to Clinton to Clinton to Bush to Bush to Clinton. And they allowed Obama in because he was perfectly okay with what was really going on. But they know that Donald Trump, if Donald Trump gets a chance to take a deep breath and start looking at what the CIA and the Bushes and Clintons have actually been doing, yeah, he's going to come down. He's going to put them in jail, and that's why they're so afraid of him. And they're already trying to figure out a way that they're going to, you know, grab control of this country back again. Apparently, Chelsea Clinton is receiving a Lifetime Impact Award from Variety Magazine for her humanitarian work. In other words, they're already starting to put all kinds of gold plaques and medals around her to make you think that she's a really good person ahead of her potential run for the Congress, followed by a run for the White House.
Well, they should also give Bill Clinton a gold medal for building 100 huts in Haiti and stealing $3 billion. But, yeah, I agree with your assessment of I think it's just people trying to protect themselves.
That's exactly what it is.
And I agree with you. And, yeah, I'm going to go. And, yeah, you have a great mic. You got to shave that beard off because a lot of the buttercups, you might increase your audience, and especially if you keep a bushy mustache.
I'm not interested in... thank you very much. Dotash Mashte. Buttercups, I'm not really interested in catering to them. I've thought about shaving the beard off. Claire says she likes it, and it's sort of the brand. It's sort of the image I've had over the years. And if I were to shave it off, people would tune into the show and say, oh, that's not Michael anymore, and they'd turn the show off, I think. All right, we're going to go to Brandon in San Francisco.
I like the brand, and I like Claire. Bye-bye.
Well, I love Claire, absolutely. Best thing in my life. James, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Brendan in San Francisco. Brendan, what's on your mind?
Mike. We should keep track. We should have a counter of all the false anti-Jewish attacks and anti-Black Lives Matter attacks. We should have a ticker going for that.
I'd have to dedicate an entire computer for that, be counting up so fast. I'm going to need a supercomputer for that.
I called in because I got to say, if you could get Steve Pachenik on your show, he might actually be able to complete a thought without being interrupted, misdirected. You know, I've just watched the third hour of the Alex Jones show, and Pachenik's one of the reasons I watched that show is to get some insight and some insider scoop. And every time the conversation strays away from what Jones is trying to accomplish, he just will interrupt, redirect, distract. He even goes as far as making jokes about Bolton's mustache, and it's the most frustrating thing to watch. I mean, is there any chance of getting him on your show?
I'll make the effort. I'll make the outreach and try and get him on there. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. I got several emails from people who were pointing out the exact same thing. And you know what's really interesting? You know how Harvard University came out with that list of fake news websites, and whatreallyhappened.com is on there, Paul Craig Roberts is on there. They pointed out that, amazingly, none of Alex Jones' websites or shows are on that Harvard list of fake news. And that raises really kind of an interesting question mark. But years ago, when I was an occasional guest on Alex Jones' show, he did exactly the same thing to me. Whenever we got anywhere near what Israel was doing, he'd be cutting me off, and I get all these emails saying that after I was off the air, that he would basically be trying to reverse it and say Israel's good and Palestine is bad, and anybody who questions Israel is mentally retarded, which was the straw that broke my camel's back, so to speak, on that. But on the other hand, I still have to remember it was Alex Jones who got me into talk radio 10 years ago. And I can't forget that, and I can't remember that I do owe him a debt for that as well. So I think at this point, here's what I'd like to say, okay? The independent media is not big enough yet where we should be going after each other. Certainly the corporate media would like us to do that. The politicians would like us to do that. Israel would like us to do that. And I think we... If we can't bring ourselves to a uniting and cooperating with each other, let us at least tolerate each other with dignity.
Right. I agree. My point simply is that if, you know, Mike, in the course of a day, right, the average person has maybe 2 or 3 hours to try to catch up on the day's events. And it's like, why waste time? That's one of the reasons I think What Really Happened is so popular, because you are so clear and concise. You boil it down, not trying to, you know, do your ego. But, man, if I have an hour to try to catch up. I'm going to tune to you. But when I see Pechenik's on, I got to give that guy the due respect. And it's when I see the host undermining it, it's just very frustrating. I think he would be such a great addition to your show, and he would actually be able to complete a thought. Man, oh, man.
I'll make an effort to reach out to him. We do need to have more on-air guests because I'm doing it all here. Sometimes I just don't have the time to do the outreach, but I'll make a point of trying to connect with him, and on the assumption it will not damage his already existing relationship with Alex Jones, we'll try and get him on here.
Hey, Mike, real quick, do you remember when Hillary, she revealed that it's a nine-minute response time to a strike from, I don't know, North Korea or whatnot? That was, like, classified information?
I don't remember.
During the debate.
Oh, yes, I do remember. What she was actually saying was that it would take 9 minutes from the first detection of a North Korean launch before our missiles would launch in return, and that was something that probably shouldn't have been made public, but Hillary did. Now, whether it actually is considered classified information or not, that might be another Title 18 violation. But again, Hillary is protected. She's, you know, the thing you need to remember about the Clintons and also the Bushes, they know where all the dead bodies are buried in Washington, D.C., they know how they got to be dead bodies, and they're in a position to blackmail just about anybody of any importance anywhere in the government, and for that matter, the corporate media. And that's why they're still protected.
The reason I mention that is because Alex Jones had a caller on, and he brought that up, and it was the first time I ever heard Alex Jones be speechless. He had no response, and then he went on to make a joke about it, and it's the oddest thing. I encourage viewers to go back and try to find that clip, because if one thing, Alex Jones is never he's never at a loss for words, and on that one particular item, it was very telling. He had nothing to say, and he went on to make a joke about some off-topic thing. So these are where I'm trying to be critical, and I don't want to waste time, but thanks again, Mike, and keep up the good work.
All right, thank you very much for the kind words, and yes, we're going to keep on going for as long as is necessary. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network, and then we're going to go back to the phones to Bill in Wisconsin. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Mike. I like what Brandon had to say there. I listened to the Pechenik interview with Alex Jones today, and I was late getting to your show. I don't know if you've really covered it, but he brought out some dynamite information about Neil Gorsuch. Are you
okay?
Did you hear that?
No, I did not.
Okay. And Pechenik mentioned that Gorsuch, of course, has a lot of the establishment education and so forth, and he comes across as very sincere, as a type of judge that is going to follow the Constitution. But you better go back and listen to this interview. Pechenik brought out the fact that Gorsuch, was in the Department of Justice under Alberto Gonzalez, that he was the one that implemented a lot of the Patriot Act positions, the torture, all of these policies that you and I and decent Americans oppose on constitutional grounds. He was the one that was promoting that, and he was concerned about that.
Hang on. We need to be very careful with our language here, because it sounds to me like you said, Gonzalez was in charge and calling the shots, and we need to be very careful whether Gorsuch, in the position he was in, how much of the decision-making authority did he have? And it sounds to me like not a whole heck of a lot, and like anybody else,
I'm saying Pechenik is saying that Gorsuch was implicit in that, and that he was involved in that. And Pechenik does not like Gorsuch. You go and listen to that. It's very, very powerful. I know that Gorsuch is listed as a member of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Well, that's definitely a strike against him. But there's another aspect to look at here. Given all the corruption we know has been going on, all the war crimes for the last quarter of a century, I think it's going to be almost impossible to find anybody who doesn't have some dark aspects in their history. I think from the point of view of Donald Trump, the question is going to be, are they going to do what they're told to do right now? Now, in the case of the Supreme Court, obviously the judges are not subordinate to the White House. So I think we need to look at Gorsuch's voting record on various lawsuits and cases that have come before him as a judge. I'm not sure that what he did at the Department of Justice is that important. Obviously, you and I don't agree with it, but it's not like he was up at the top saying, yeah, we're going to do this, and I'm going to order all my subordinates to do it. It sounds to me like at that point in time, he himself was a subordinate. And people who have made a career out of working in the government understand that insubordination is a fast trip to the unemployment line.
Well, I understand that, but I think you ought to take a look at that interview. The other,
all right, I'll take a look at it. If you will email me the URL, I'd appreciate that.
Well, I'm not on the computer. All I do is listen to shows. I get huge bills from my telephone company, and it's incredible. But one other thing, and that is I went back and read what Roger Stone wrote about Jeffrey Epstein and the situation with Acosta. Acosta was the federal attorney trying to put Jeffrey Epstein in jail. And if you're familiar, he had to go for only a certain number of days out of, 13 months. But every day he could leave at 6 a.m. in the morning, come back 10 o'clock at night. It was really a slap on the wrist.
It was symbolic, I agree.
So I was concerned with this Acosta because he was the federal prosecutor and attorney in charge. And according to what Stone writes in his book, the Clinton situation, War on Women, that, it was something that was coming from, again, the top on down, from Alberto Gonzalez.
Well, again, I think anybody who went down to Jeff Epstein's island was being very, very foolish because, Epstein went out and he courted these very powerful, influential people, brought them on down to his little private pleasure palace in the Caribbean, and made available these underage girls. And I can't imagine anybody, being willing to walk into that situation, knowing that Epstein had to have that place wired with microphones and cameras in order to run a blackmail operation. And certainly the way that Acosta did cut Epstein loose with this effectively no prison sentence for all of these basically statutory rapes of underage girls, it does seem like Epstein did have the goods on somebody who was able to yank a leash, either Gonzalez's leash or Acosta's leash. And I share your concerns about Acosta. I don't think he should be in government. If he himself is open to blackmail, then he should be out. In fact, at this point, I think the best thing that could happen in regards to Epstein is we find out everybody who was on that island and just say, by default, we presume they're being blackmailed and therefore they are not working for us or the nation or the American people, and we should just kick them on out. And again, people would have to have been just stupid to even go down there in the first place. And yet we know they did. We know Bill Clinton went down there. We know that one of the princes went down there. Prince Andrew. How stupid do these people have to be? It's such an obvious honey trap. Anyway, listen, we got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back with a couple more phone calls.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Edward Snowden is back out there on Twitter saying, if a spy agency by any method intercepts, copies, or reviews your communications, they have spied on you. And this is a pushback because Hillary's defenders have seized on Trump's use of the phrase a wiretap to say, no, no, it did not happen. Wiretaps don't even exist anymore. Therefore, the spying didn't happen. Well, as both Carrie Ann and Sean Spicer have made it very clear, Trump's use of wiretapping was a generalization, and we know the spy agencies have all kinds of things to spy on you. In fact, we've got another revelation about the iPhone a little bit further in the show. Laser mics, microwave mics, submillimeter scanning, thermograph, whatever. They got all kinds of toys. The one area in which the spies really are like the movies is Q Branch. All kinds of cute little toys out there to do these little things with. Okay, Senator Schumer is now calling on Democrats to boycott the Neil Gorsuch vote while Trump is under FBI investigation. They're still pounding on this, still trying to find some way that they can stage a coup d'etat in this country to get rid of the people's choice for president. And they're not going to be happy until they start a civil war. All right, we're going to grab a couple more phone calls. John in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. I'd like to just reinforce that gentleman that was talking about Steve Pachanik. It was a great presentation that he gave, and there was a lot more to back up what he was talking about than just the fact that he was in the Bush administration for 18 months doing this. He really established his early history with Washington, D.C. He claims to be a Colorado a person from Colorado, but his mother was head of the EPA. He's really a sleeping. There's a chance he could be just a sleeping mole, and that he should really be. All of this should really be brought out. So, if you get a chance, it was the third hour on Alex's show, and I think you would enjoy it. And also, someone brought up the Clinton's comment during the debate about the time it would take. Well, if she goes back, she'll find out that her husband, I believe, gave the Koreans. It was either him or the Rumsfeld the ability to do the. Atomic or nuclear weapons.
That ChinaGate scandal where the Bill Clinton, as part of his reelection campaign, was using his authority as president to authorize the sale to China and also some in Korea of highly sensitive U.S. technology. Some of it was indirect, where an American company was authorized to do business with North Korea, and in the process of which some technology was transferred, and all this money was pouring in from Asian businessmen, Chinese businessmen, and Chinese intelligence into Bill Clinton's reelection campaign. And so when we look at the possibility that Hillary was selling secrets to foreign interests in exchange for donations to her so-called charitable foundation, we come to understand this has been business as usual for this government for a very, very long time. Anyway, John, we're going to let you go. We're running tight on time, and we're going to switch over real quick to Mark in Florida. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike, and I'll try to be real quick. I got three quick points. You said there's 16 or 17 intelligence agencies. Is any of them listed as the House of Representatives or the United States Senate?
No, there's no intelligence in the House of Representatives or the United States Senate.
Okay. Now, as far as secret and classified information, which Comey can't comment on anything, that just invites corruption. There's a thing called an Amber Alert, or they've been advertising, see something, say something. Yet these agents see nothing and say nothing. And it's amazing.
Well, the Amber Alert is not coded into law. It is a social convention to try and deal with missing children, some of whom have just run away and others of whom have fallen victim to various nefarious parties. The Amber Alert is not really a legal classification of any kind. It's a social convention. Anyway, listen, we got to take another break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call, Mark. We're going to close the phone lines for a little while because we've got a lot of news to get through yet today. So we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Extendivite. A seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our
party. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And, you know, thinking on back to this 18-year-old kid who's been arrested, Jewish kid, arrested for bomb threats against Jewish centers, it basically validates Donald Trump. Because back in February, when this was all starting up, he suggested the threats could have been a false flag to make people look bad. And, of course, the corporate media just climbed all over him. How could you even begin to suggest that these are fakes? And it turns out that's exactly what it was. It was a hate crime hoax. Now then, let's turn to the war zones, emphasis on the plural. The other day, we were reporting on how the so-called moderate terrorists, the ones the U.S. government is funding with your dollars, had basically merged with Al-Qaeda in preparation for an attack on Hama. The attack is now underway, and the Syrian government forces are having a very hard time of it. still keeping this thing going long past its X date. Article coming out of Activist Post saying that Israel's continued provocations with Syria and Russia risk not just a regional war, but a possible world war. And the danger here is Russia has sent an unequivocal message to Israel: you are not allowed to go into Syria anymore. Netanyahu's come on back and said, we're going to go on going into Syria, and there's nothing you can do about it. And when we look at some of these people who are out there, like Netanyahu, Erdogan, Poroshenko, these are people clinging to power by the only way they know how: chaos and warfare. And our government's playing the same game. They're pushing for all these wars in part because of prior history, where if there's a big war going on, the American people will forget all about their complaints against the government. They'll forget about high taxes, corruption, abusive regulation, and they'll throw the flag a snappy salute and fling their money and their babies onto the designated enemy bayonets. But it's not going to happen that way this time. It's a very, very different world, thanks to the internet and the independent media. And those glory days of the Cold War are pretty much gone, and they will not be coming back. And it's like I've said before, go back to The Art of War by Sun Tzu. Just read that first chapter, the things that anybody must have to guarantee victory. It's a very long list. And you have to have them all or you will not win. And two of the most important is a military that believes in the moral rightness of the war so that they will fight fiercely and, if necessary, die in it. And you have to have a civilian population that believes in the moral rightness of the war so that they will bear the burdens that war brings even to the victorious side. And the U.S. government has neither of those. And it is very, very reckless. I think if we get into an actual hot war, a hot world war, the United States is going to lose it here. Now, Tillerson has confirmed that there are U.S. plans for long-term military presence in Iraq. In other words, they're garrisoning Iraq, just like they're garrisoning Afghanistan. These aren't humanitarian interventions. They were basically invasions. Conquest, and now they're going to set up forts and sneer at the people and say, you're ours now. Over in Ukraine, little bit of a whoopsie. Some people are saying it may have been sabotage, but apparently the largest munitions depot in Ukraine, in Balaklaya, in the Kharkov region, has gone up in flames and explosions. They've had to evacuate 20,000 people from the immediate area. Apparently windows being shattered, huge amounts of damage. All of these munitions just going on up. It's a spectacular mess, if you will. I imagine it would be fun watching from a distance, but if you're living next door to it, not so much. A former Russian lawmaker has been gunned down in broad daylight in Kiev. Denis Voronenkov, and he was a former Russian lawmaker. Apparently, he was actually wanted by Russia under fraud allegations. Even Russia has their problem with politicians who are corrupt. But apparently, he was simply shot twice in the head near the main entrance to Kiev's Premier Palace Hotel. A lot of assassinations going on, a lot of wet work. Now, the other day we were talking about how a terror attack or an armed incident was thwarted in Belarus, and Belarus was starting to point the fingers all over the place. But we're seeing this story today from FortRus.com, where the United States is now training activists in Belarus to promote reforms. How many times have we heard that before? Oh, we're sending in the NGOs to promote reforms in Iran, in Panama, in Chile, in Syria, in Iran again, in Kiev. And this is all being done by USAID, which is now recognized as an agency for regime change. Russia's kicked them out. Said, get on out of here. They caught them funding opposition and trying to stir up trouble. And, of course, the official word is the Americans are encouraging active participation by the citizens of Belarus in democratic processes. That is, they get to participate in the democratic process as long as they vote in for the people that the United States wants to be running the country. They're still playing these regime change games, even though the world has come to recognize this is what's going on. These are not organic internal revolutions. These are sponsored from outside to overthrow democratically elected governments and replace them with puppet rulers. Now, as you know, there was a little bit of a, call it a debate, between China and the United States when the United States flew a B-1 bomber along the border with China. And apparently China's point is that the B-1 bomber flew through an air defense identification zone set up by China. And the United States says, well, we don't recognize air defense identification zones, at which point China came on back and said, you set them up all the time. The United States declares these air defense identification zones to extend their territorial airspace, and we have just as much right. And China sent fighters up to the B-1 and said, you're operating illegally in closed airspace, please leave, which the B-1 did. But it was clearly a provocation here. Now, interesting article. This is out of Desert Peace. And it says, as you know, Israel's government has been very concerned about the demographic bomb, that Palestinians are having lots and lots of kids, no matter how many the IDF shoot down. And they're concerned about reaching a point where the Palestinian population of Israel is greater than that of Israeli Jews, at which point it definitely crosses the line into clearly an apartheid state when you have an ethnic minority ruling the rest of the country. And it looks like the problem may be getting worse because apparently a lot of people who have moved to Israel have decided that maybe they really were better off back home, and they're starting to leave. And apparently secular Jews are now saying, 36% of secular Jews are saying they would leave the country. They would leave Israel if they could. So Israel's government is not making the people of Israel very happy, and the people of Israel are looking to get on out. Now then, let's get on back to weapons of war and the F-35, which has another problem that has surfaced. And it has to do with the F-35C, the naval variant. Now, when they first put this thing on out there, they discovered it could not land on aircraft carriers because the arresting hook was too close to the main landing gear. So that when the aircraft was landing on that deck, the main landing gear would slap the arrestor wire down flat on the deck so that the arrestor hook couldn't catch it. Well, they fixed that by redesigning the arrestor hook. But there is a new problem, because apparently pilots aboard the USS George Washington are saying that the plane is being hurled off the deck so fast they can't read their instruments. They're getting physical pain because the F-35 itself is underpowered and overweight, and so the catapult is having to do a lot more force to get it up above stall speed. And that excess force is also cracking the nose gear. And I'm sure over at the Pentagram, they're going to have a new solution. We'll just build bigger aircraft carriers. They'll be miles long. They'll be impressive. They'll cost a fortune. But, hey, we've got lots and lots of money around here somewhere. Current estimates are that $10 trillion, with a T, dollars, have vanished into the Pentagon. And nobody knows where it went. Do you know the Pentagon has never been audited? They've never been audited since it started. And $10 trillion in taxpayer money has gone missing since 1996. A trillion here, a trillion there, and soon you're talking some real money. And I think that Donald Trump probably would have been well advised to not increase the military's budget until the military are a little bit better on their bookkeeping as to where all of this is going. That's a lot of money, $10 trillion here. All right, let's talk about the civilian economy now. Apparently, more than 3,500 retail stores are getting ready to close all across America in the next few months. Right now, we're living through the worst retail downturn in U.S. history. People are not going to the stores. They don't have the cash to buy things. They do not want to put anything on their credit card. It is all locking up. And, of course, the industry is still reeling from the announcement made by Sears that they're not going to be able to keep their doors open much longer. They're basically telegraphing Sears is going to go away. Talk about an iconic company. It's a shock, but when you look over the last few years at how many iconic American companies have gone away, are in the process of going away. Now, Sears tends to be what are called anchor tenants at shopping malls. And the anchor tenants, the large department stores, are what pull customers into the shopping malls. Then, after they're at the department store, they'll go down the mall to the little boutique stores and be induced to spend a little bit more money there. If you lose your anchor tenants, your total traffic, your volume of customers to that shopping mall goes down as a whole. As we mentioned the other day, Payless is getting ready to file for bankruptcy. We're seeing chains like Abercrombie & Fitch, American Apparel, Guess are shutting down their stores, along with Macy's, JCPenney, Kmart, and of course, Sears. Sears may just go away completely. Boy, I remember Sears from when I was a kid. That Sears catalog. Oh my goodness, we can look at the Sears catalog. Look at the ladies' lingerie when our parents aren't around. And it's like something that you think is always going to be there. There's always going to be a Sears. Well, maybe not here. Now, Ally Financial is slashing guidance as used car prices suffer the worst decline in 20 years. That would have been good news for Claire and I if our Honda had not been returned to us. But basically, we're seeing the emergence of subprime used car loans. And boy, if anybody had any money right now, this is a great time to buy cars, used car or new car. Looking at the ads on TV, it's just amazing the deals that you can get. And so they're loosening the rules. Make the sales. Get the loan app signed. And they're bundling the loan apps and they're putting those out. They're repeating the 2008 mortgage-backed security fraud meltdown, only this time it's car loans. We love to bundle, and they're breaking that securitization chain. In the old days, if I were a banker and I was going to loan you money, I would take care that you would be able to repay it. In the days of bundling, I'm there to basically get you to sign the loan papers, and then I pass them off to somebody else, and I'm off the hook. I've made my money. If the loan defaults, it's not my problem specifically. It's everybody's problem generally. Apparently down in Australia, they're going through their burst of the real estate bubble down there. And apparently major cities all across Australia are seeing major drops, a major slide. Everybody pumped in the money, ran up the prices, sold out. The bump and dump with real estate. Remember what we said the other day about stocks. If you buy a stock for $10 and you're looking at the stock ticker and it says, oh, it's up, it's up, it's up, and you say, oh, I'm richer. No, you're not. That stock or that house is only worth what you get for it when you sell it. And when there's a major sell-off, you may not be in profits at all. You may think you are. On paper, it looks really good. Now, speaking of looking good on paper, apparently Rand Paul is out there saying that Paul Ryan has sold Donald Trump a bill of goods on the Ryan healthcare bill. And basically what it is a repackaging, rebranding of the major components of Obamacare, in particular those that are pandering to the health insurance industry. The healthcare policies will continue to have sky-high prices. They'll continue to have sky-high deductibles. And it's going to be it's a continuation of the same thing all over again. And they're trying to rush that one through to head off a complete repeal. And part of the problem is that a lot of those GOP politicians in Congress are invested in those same health insurance companies. And they're going to turn on Donald Trump and fight the repeal because they're making money off the system as it is today. And therein lies the real root of all the problems we're seeing coming out of Washington, D.C. The politicians see it as a get-rich-quick scheme and not a whole heck of a lot else. We'll be right back after these few words.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
End Time is Not What You Thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, speaking of Paul Ryan, there is a new poll out there. And basically, it was asking the American people, who do you trust to do the right thing for the country? This is a CBS poll. And the poll respondents came back, 59% trust Donald Trump to do the right thing for the country. Only 7% gave that same rating to Paul Ryan. So he's not looking very good right now, but they're all trying to serve their various masters. That's one of the reasons they hate Donald Trump, because Donald Trump, with his independence, is only underscoring how all of the other establishment politicians are bought and paid for. And they were perfectly happy with that arrangement. They just didn't want you to know about it. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Brandon in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I don't know if you touched on this. I'm just joining the program now, but I've been curious to figure out if there's been any discussions as to where Obama might be, because, I mean, Holder made that announcement about 2 weeks ago that Obama was coming back for some sort of a comeback or something. And since then, there's been no trace of the guy. And, you know, I'm reading Twitter and things have suggested that he may be in some sort of a Asian country for now. But I don't know if you've touched upon it or have a comment about it.
Well, we didn't talk about it today. I mean, obviously, a short while ago, Obama was here on the island of Oahu. Maybe that's who stole our Honda. I hadn't even thought about that. But I don't know if he's still here, and I don't know where he has gone. Obviously, now that he's no longer the president, there is much less transparency about where he is. But I would imagine, based on his little hopscotch travel plans from his Washington, D.C. Lair across America and then here to Oahu, I think that he's trying to basically meet with people and try and build a coalition of forces around the world to try and get Donald Trump out. And to do that, obviously, he's pandering to the globalists and the New World Order people. And so as a result, I would expect that probably less Asia and more he's going to be going up to Brussels by a circuitous route.
Do you think him, with regards to this whole thing with the wiretapping, that, you know, do you think he'll want to not come back for a little bit just to see if this dies down, or you think it has nothing to do with what Trump did with kind of, you know, blasting him on Twitter about being wiretapped?
I think at this point Obama is convinced that he is as immune to the consequences of his actions as the Clintons or the Bushes. And under our current system, he may well be right. Now, following a collapse of the federal government and we form a new government, all bets are off. And I would expect all of these people to skedaddle down to that big, huge chunk of land the Bush family just bought down there in South America.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. I mean, that place is so big. How big is it? They could all live there and never have to look at each other ever again. That's how big that place is. We're going to take a break for station identification, and we will be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.